How old were you when you met Noel? How long before you got married? When did you first kiss her? Was it love at first sight?
I'll answer all those as much as my memory will let me. I'm not skittish about it, but I don't have a good memory. I was 20 when we met. A sophomore. I just finished my sophomore in college, my sophomore year. I was in summer school taking chemistry, thinking that I was going to be a doctor. I was in pre-med, making up by taking chemistry. And one day in Fisher Hall, which is the dorm, where girls are on one side and guys on the other with a parking lot in between, kind of in a U-shaped, this southern voice was complaining over at the desk that she had locked herself out of Williston Hall and all of her clothes were there and she needed help to get in. And that was Noel. I was reading the book Guilt and Grace by Paul Tournier. That's how much I remember. And she remembers, I don't remember what I said or if I said anything, but she remembers me being there and that I was reading that book. And that was her first, no conversation, no nothing. Later, maybe in that day, see my memories, she'll tell you a different story here as far as days, but it's close. There was a basement with a room called the Fine Arts Room, which meant it had a stereo in it. And a couch and a bunch of chairs and carpet, and so people hung out there and listened to the Beach Boys and Bob Dylan and a few other groups that I can't remember, whatever was cool that day. And she was there, and I walked in, and lo and behold, I had never dated a girl in my life. I'm 20 years old. I've never dated a girl. Never thought a girl would be possibly interested in me. And she's sitting there, and somehow or other, a miracle happened. We began to talk. I'm talking to a girl. And I think, and I wish Noel were here to clarify, but at one of these points down there, it became supper time. Now, we both do the dining hall thing. I thought, that would be a date. If we walked together there and sat at the same table, it's like a date. And kind of just, you going to go eat? You eating tonight? And that happened. Well, long story short, you want other questions here. There was one other serendipitous moment. The next, you know what that word is? Things accidentally kind of happen that God arranges. I walked slowly. I asked her where she went to church. She said she went to Bible church. I went to Bible church. So I walk into Bible church just thinking maybe I'll bump into her. And she wasn't there. I walk in, sit down, and she didn't show. She was sitting three rows behind me beside another guy. No, I got it right. That's not right. Somehow or other, I saw her with this other guy, and she sat down. She wasn't with the guy. She just sat with him. And she turned around at the end and saw me, and her heart went, he thought I'm with that guy. Which meant I'm communicating what I don't want to communicate. I learned this later. So the way it began to be regular, that is, we knew we liked each other enough to hang out, was I asked Bareford, my roommate. I said, that's his last name, Bareford. David Bareford. I asked him, can you find out if Noel Henry likes me? He said, sure. I can find out. I know her roommate. He comes back to me later that night and says, she likes you. I could hardly believe it. I could hardly believe it. So that's the only girl I ever dated. And I can't remember when I kissed her, but it was that summer. I don't recommend too much kissing. Before you get married, it gets dangerous. We didn't sleep together before we got married, but we did too much other stuff, which is not good. Got to be careful.
As one pastor here at Bethlehem told me, the kissing don't last, but the cooking do.
Yeah, that's on a big platter on our wall at home.
All right.
Actually, kissing still lasts.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. Please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.